We're back, and as I promised you, we have Tracy Becker, our credit coach, and she's here to tell you today on how a mortgage can boost your credit score. And of course, if you boost your credit score, you save money. So we all want to know how you do that.
Hi, everybody. So how it works is this. When you get a mortgage, you have to go through a much more stringent qualification than any other kind of credit. So when you're approved for a mortgage, after, of course, it becomes seasoned, like all other credit, it has to be seasoned to really impact the score positively, it will increase your credit score more than any other type of credit. So once you have a mortgage and it's a year or two old, your score is going to increase. So how this actually works is, I'm going to give you an example because that always helps.
That's called seasoning, the length of time.
Yes, the seasoning of a credit is just as it ages. If it's over a year old, it stops dropping the score. So when you open new credit, it drops your score for the first year. So once you get a mortgage, for example, you bought a house 2 years ago and you get an $800,000, you got an $800,000 loan and your interest rate, let's say you had a 720 FICO score and your interest rate was a 5.85 rate. And now it's 2 years later and you want to refinance or you want to trade up and buy a better property. You can go now. Let's say your score increases from a 720 to a 740 or up because you have this great mortgage on your credit report and
meaning
it's seasoned.
Meaning that you paid your mortgage.
You didn't pay it off. You're just paying it
but
every
you're
month.
You're paying it on time.
Yes, you pay it on time every month. It becomes a year or two old. It's adding an extra 20 to 40 points on your credit score.
You know, Tracy, I don't know if you were on the show this day, but somebody asked a question. I'm not sure if it was the show or an email. When you have a mortgage payment, right? And
yes.
Let's say it says due date, let's say the 15th. If you pay, you know, and then they have another date that says, like, if you pay it by this date, you have to pay a late payment.
Right.
Is there a benefit to paying it earlier than later? I mean, like, in other words, if you wait...
Okay, that's a good question.
What is a late payment? In other words, it tells you, like, the 15th...
The grace period.
And then they give you a grace period.
Yes.
If you pay in that grace period, does that affect your credit score?
Okay. There is this idea out there, and it's interesting because it's not written anywhere that this is a fact, but we have seen it happen.
That's what I mean.
When people pay early on their credit, on everything on their credit report, we have seen that the score goes up about 40 to 50 points in 6 to 7 months. We've seen this happen. Now, there's no place that it's written, and people think it's a big myth. But we've seen it happen over the years, and it usually is a woman who has a much higher score than a man who has the same actual credit on their credit report.
Why women?
But usually women think, let me pay it now because I'm not going to have time later. I want to get it done immediately when they get the bill.
Mm.
And men normally think, why should I let the bank earn more interest on my money early?
I pay them right away.
Me too. So the thing is this. I'm not going to say it's a definite because it's not written anywhere and some people think it's a myth. But from my 20 years of experience evaluating credit reports, I have seen that when people pay early, they have a dramatic difference in their credit score to the same credit of somebody else who has the same amount of credit. Their score is usually lower.
Well, Tracy, wouldn't that be that they really can't penalize you if you paid on time? In other words,
you're not going to get penalized for paying within the grace period and after the date you're supposed to pay.
So if you if you just obey the rules and pay on time, they can't say anything. But I guess what they do, which they don't say, is they look at somebody who's always paying a little bit early. And listen, if you're the bank or if you're the mortgage company or whatever,
I'd be happy to get it early.
You want a person like that.
Right.
You want a woman.
Absolutely.
Not a man who doesn't pay bills.
So that's a very interesting question. I've been asked that before. So getting back to how you can save money from having a mortgage. So if your credit score goes up from a 720, let's say, to above a 740 after a year or two of having a mortgage added to your credit report, of paying on time, of course, and you decide in 2 years, you know, hey, the real estate market is such that I can get a better home for, let's say, a little bit more money. I could trade up. And now I could get a much better interest rate than I did 2 years ago because my credit score now increased as well. So, for example, 2 years ago, you got a 5.85% interest rate on an $800,000 mortgage, which means you're paying $4,700 a month. Over the cost of 30 years, it's about $1.7 million. And you now decide you're going to go and you're going to get the same amount of mortgage on a new home, if you're trading up, or you're refinancing, and you're going to now pay 4.5% interest on this 30-year mortgage, you're now paying $4,000 a month instead of $4,700. That's a savings of $700 a month. You're going to save over the life of this mortgage about $240,000.
Wow.
Okay, that's just from having that mortgage on your credit report.
All because
and
your credit increasing.
Yes. The other thing is, what's really even more significant is, if you decide to make it a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage, if you're going to refinance 2 years later or you're going to trade up and buy a new house, you could now go from a 5.85 interest rate to a 3.75 interest rate on a 15-year mortgage, saving $1,000 a month and $350,000 over the life of the loan. Now, we were talking about student loans and the price of a student loan.
Right.
$350,000 to save over the life of your loan could be paying for two children's college education.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's huge to people. Huge.
Wow. Yeah, that's big.
I don't think people realize. I mean, I have to tell you, you know, Tracy started as, she came on as a guest, and I never forget, I sat there and just was like listening. And I know enough about mortgaging, but listening to things that I had done on my credit, you know, that I didn't even realize what I was doing, you know, like
canceling cards
my credit
or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, even we just had a question to before the show. We hear early, and Jonathan said, well, like, we all have these old credit cards that we never use.
Right.
This store's. You know,
that
we don't
in,
shop
in
the
other parts
anymore.
Of the country where we used to live.
Yeah. And what do you do with them? Okay. And we like, well, can we throw them out? And Joe, Stacy said, no, you can't throw them out. But I know that what happens, like, with some of the department stores, they're not valid. Like, you know, if you go to the department store a year, like, you know, later, and they're inactive.
Right. But the good thing about store cards is, even if you don't use it for like 5 years and it closes, they don't update the credit report. So having it open and old is helping your credit.
So it's okay if you have a Bloomingdale's or a Macy's charge and you never use them?
Yes, don't close them. Leave them alone. And they
just don't use them.
Right.
Don't use them or close them.
It's always good to use
unless
your
credit.
Unless
it's around my birthday.
No, but you said to use them like once a year.
It's always good to use them. But if you're not going to use some cards, the store cards are the ones that are better not to use because they don't close automatically. Like regular.
Now, what happens to the ones that are not store that I've had and I haven't used them for 2 years?
They're going to close after about a year
so
if you don't
use
them.
So then they are affecting my credit score. I don't even know.
Right. They. If they close, they'll affect your credit score.
Well, I have a million credit cards, and half of them I don't use. I don't even put them in my wallet. They're in an old wallet that I have in my closet of credit cards I don't use. So every time that closes, now I didn't know this, every time that closes, it's dropping my credit
score.
That's
right.
Without me knowing.
It's dropping it for two reasons. One, it's closing an account, and two, the age of the credit now could reduce once it drops off after it's closed.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Well, you know what? When we come back from the news, we're going to talk about, we'll continue with this credit because it's really
critical.
If you don't have-